It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those working in Philadelphia right now may have to spend the night.
If you came in on public transit, you might not be able to get back home later in the day. And if you drove, the roadway conditions are going to be bad as well.
Mayor Michael Nutter says the storm appears to be getting worse in his city, not better.
Temperatures are dropping, the roadways are freezing, and the wind is going to kick in about anywhere from 35 to 45 miles an hour.
We've been in the middle of some whiteout and blizzard conditions here in New York City, but in Washington, D.C., the skies have finally cleared, enough to have a full-fledged snowball fight.
Here, you guys want to attack?
For young adults here in Washington, D.C., who've been cooped up in their homes for days, there's no better way to pass the time in a blizzard.
Just having a snowball fight. Good, clean fun.
When the call is given, about 200 combatants rush the mound in the middle of the circle, hurtling snowballs at the poor people in the front, who just throw them right back.
Let's get the guy in the orange. He's a good target.
Uh-oh.
All right, the trick is not to stand next to somebody who's wearing a bright-colored jacket, because then you become a target.
You know, it's a fun time. The snowballs flying everywhere. Everyone's just having fun, you know? It's all clean fun.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News on DuPont Circle in Washington.
Former Congressman Charlie Wilson, whose funding of Afghanistan's resistance to the Soviet Union was chronicled in the movie Charlie Wilson's War, has died. He was 76. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich pleaded not guilty today to a revised indictment against him. He also says he looks forward to telling what happened during his trial.
When I take the stand and I testify and I swear on the Holy Bible to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I expect, and far more importantly than that, I think the people of Illinois expect and they deserve that the government does the same.
Blagojevich wants the jury to be allowed to hear all 500 hours of undercover telephone recordings made by the FBI. Haiti's president says his government has buried 270,000 bodies since the January 12th earthquake. Markets Dow down 22, NASDAQ down 4. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm concerned that our country might be headed toward higher inflation and that the results could be devastating to American investors. Increased government spending may lead to a lower dollar. I myself have purchased gold because I want to diversify my investments, and I buy my gold from Goldline. I trust Goldline with over $500 million in annual sales and in business for 50 years. Call Goldline for a free investor kit that explains why diversifying your portfolio with gold may be right for you and why Goldline is the choice of so many investors, including me. Call Goldline at 800-663-4038. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-663-4038. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with the free investor kit. So call Goldline today, 800-663-4038. That's 800-663-4038.
Is Toyota the worst of the lot when it comes to recalls? Carl Brower with Edmunds.com says there are plenty of other car makers in the country with track records that aren't nearly as good as Toyota's. He also says he expects more recalls from the company soon.
I think you might still see some smaller recalls related to, you know, smaller issues here and there, not because they're serious issues, but because Toyota wants to be very forthcoming and make sure people understand that they're being responsive to the recent circumstances they've been highlighted for.
Meantime, a former lawyer for Toyota says the company regularly hid evidence of safety defects.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News, a Toyota whistleblower says the company fostered a culture of, quote, hypocrisy and deceit, that Toyota in Japan has no respect for the U.S. legal system. He alleges the world's biggest car maker consistently concealed proof of safety problems, disregarded test results, and didn't disclose information to authorities when it was under litigation.
ABC's Matt Gutman. A man from Ohio charged but then cleared of killing his identical twin brother has reached a tentative $950,000 settlement with the city of Columbus over an error that led to his arrest and trial. Ellen DeGeneres' debut on American Idol drove up the ratings. It also drew praise from fellow Judge Kara. She says Ellen brought a sense of humor to the show, but she also says Ellen knows a lot more about music than you think she does. This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Tips are coming in regarding the car involved in a drive-by shooting in Richmond an hour ago. A woman was killed in that shooting, a man injured. The car is a silver Chevy HHR. Santa Clara City Council has approved a ballot measure saying the proposed 49ers stadium in town will mean no new taxes and will not use money from the general fund. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Hayward, eastbound 92 before 880, it's a two-car crash, partially blocking the left lane. Richmond City Streets, 7th closed between Lincoln and Lucas due to police activity in the area. All three grades act as a barrier that shields and protects critical engine parts against performance-robbing gunk. This brought to you by Shell. And the Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGORadio.com. I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast says partly sunny today and tomorrow, highs in the 50s right now. Now San Francisco at 56 degrees. This is KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Well, in spite of all the claims about our privacy being protected, indeed, when you go to the airport, this is about the body scanners, etc., and how no one's going to know who you are, no one's going to print out or email pictures. It has happened. It has happened. Well, they're calling it, I love the term they're using in the article, the naked body scanner. We have been told that the images, of course, are immediately deleted as you pass through the backscatter device. And here is a movie star. He's a very famous movie star in Indian films. And they were not only printing out the pictures, but they were being circulated among airport staff at Heathrow. He says, I was in London recently, here's his story, going through the airport and these new machines have come up, the body scans, you've got to see them, it makes you embarrassed if you're not well endowed, he said, referring to how the scans produce very clear images of a person's genitals. Oh, let me get out the picture here. Oh, that's impressive. That's impressive. You walk into the machine and everything. The whole outline of the body comes out. I was a little scared. Something happens inside the scan, and I came out, and I saw these girls. They had printouts. I looked at them. I thought they were some forms you had to fill out. I said, give me that. Let me see that. And you could see everything. So I autographed them for him, for the girls. This is Shah Rukh Khan, if you know your Indian movie stars. His reference to the girls with printouts of his naked body scan refer to female airport security staff responsible for processing the images. Professionals who are supposed to instantly delete the image, of course, they didn't in that case. And, of course, we've all been told that the identity of people undergoing the strip search would be kept private. They're supposed to be in another room. I don't know how this worked out. The fact that Heathrow employees must have known the actor was about to take the scan in order to print out copies of the images proves that this claim is false. Courts have consistently found strip searches are only legal when performed on a person who has already been found guilty of a crime or on arrestees pending trial or reasonable suspicion. And the Supreme Court has just, that was in California, I think, that supports strip searches in prisons. There was this big case. Now, subjecting masses of people to blanket strip searches in airports reverses the very notion of innocent until proven guilty. Now, is this machine a strip search or not? This will have repercussions, and we'll see. This is the first day that this story is out. All right, you ready? Here's a study looking at thousands of people around age 55, followed for 20 years, and they found they're looking at risk factors. What is the most important risk factor for heart disease? Number one, you should know this, cigarette smoking. Number two, your IQ. Your IQ turned out to be more important than high blood pressure or lack of exercise, even though those were on the particular list. And the idea is that, you know, to ignore or fail to understand advice about the risks of smoking or the benefits of a good diet or exercise for heart health, well, That's going to be more common in people with lower IQs. Now, we've said many, many times, and I've seen this in other forms and other studies and done from different perspectives, the most consistent and important criterion for your health has to do with your education or your smarts. Which brings us right back to the most fundamental and most important thing I think any culture can do to improve itself is to make sure that every child has the highest quality education that they can. But that's long-term thinking, you see, and politicians don't think like that. So in a way, if you really wanted to help us, I don't care whether it's obesity or overall health or the whole deal, the most important thing you can do is assure every citizen a quality education. Now, that's idealistic. It's never going to happen, but we sure can do better than we are doing. And here is, you know, here's the evidence. But you have to start now, you see, with kids to get a payback 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. And that ain't going to happen. So it's going to be up to you. So let's see, after smoking. All right, this is, I've been pondering this one. It's counterintuitive. I agree with the article now that I've read it a couple of times and I have another experience to relate to you. This has to do with when you go in a hospital or you see a doctor and you suffer a side effect from the treatment, all right? And then everybody starts backpedaling and pointing fingers and no one wants to admit they made a mistake, you know, adverse events. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'll name the names here because I've been particularly frustrated, where I live I can't get high-speed internet, so I have a satellite with HughesNet. And this thing drives me crazy. And at 3:04 in the afternoon, this is in addition to how they lie about the speed you're going to get. Don't believe them. That's an average. 3 in the morning, you'll get the speed they advertise. The rest of the time, you're looking at nothing more than dial-up speeds, but that's another deal. So 3:04 in the afternoon, every afternoon, I can't get to Google. I have certain problems. My wife has a Mac. I have a PC. And you call them up. So it's obviously them. And you get a bunch of gobbledygook. And I realized the last time I talked to a technician, because I got some smart kids who figured out exactly what it is. They just have too much traffic. That's all. And you talk to a technician, and I got this kind of, I said, this guy's trying to put me off. He's not giving me answers. He's like, you know, maybe obliquely hinting that it is their fault. And I want to hear that. If he were to told me, listen, this is our fault. We have high traffic at these particular points in the day. And that's that. And that's the cause. I'm going to walk away happy because I'm thinking it's, you know, a tree in front of the satellite dish. It's off base. My equipment is faulty. My computer is faulty. You know, frustrating computer things can be. But they didn't tell me that until I talked to my kids. So here's how it relates to doctors and hospitals, and I'm putting this out for all healthcare personnel. When a patient suffers a side effect from treatment, and the most common adverse events in this particular study done at 16 Massachusetts hospitals, a couple of thousand patients, the most common side effect was from a newly prescribed drug or a complication from surgery. Now, if hospital staff admits there was a problem and it was a mistake, right? And by the way, only a third or 40% of patients said the hospital staff explained it to them that way. Yet when the staff did discuss the problem and disclosed to them what happened, patients were way more likely to be happy with their care, even if the adverse event was preventable. Quote, our findings show that disclosure is associated with a patient's perception of higher quality care, even when they were harmed by an adverse event. And hospital staff were less likely to discuss preventable adverse events with patients compared with ones that could not be avoided, such as an unforeseen reaction to a new drug. When patients suffered a preventable effect, staff explained the problem to them only 20-30% of the time. Yet patients, again, tended to give their care higher quality ratings when problems were explained to them. So, you know, I would say that to all industry. It relates to, you know, the Toyota thing in a way, and those kinds of happenings, which, you know, we consumers sit and go, what's going on? I don't know what's going on, which is the worst thing you can do, where we professionals think that if you tell people it's a mistake, they're going to sue you. And so we start backpedaling and start putting out a barrage of hot air and think we're covering our tracks. And that's, you know, don't you think? All right, let's talk, let's switch for a second to an environmental issue, but it has to do with the economy, and I'll leave it to you to analyze this, but I'm kind of liking this particular research here. you know, with Congress and White House considering how to spend our dollars to jumpstart unemployment. You will get the biggest job bang for the buck and give Americans confidence that our money's being spent wisely. If you look at jobs, well, it says here in the trees, I'll explain. It means if government is serious by creating jobs, passing clean energy, climate legislation, a new jobs bill that includes powerful incentives for reforestation, revegetation, sustainable management and conservation, and can perform the equivalent of a CCC, that was the New Deal program. Why are forest investments good job generators? Well, restoring forest, rivers, wetlands, peat, and prairies require people, which means jobs, soil scientists, tree planters, equipment operators, and conservation investing in, for instance, the expansion of national parks and local, state, and federal recreation areas through land and water conservation isn't far behind. And he makes a really good case, and he has an analysis here of when you put money into non-renewable industries versus renewable industries, how much more bang for the buck, and you get 40 jobs. $1 million gives you 40 jobs in reforestation, land restoration, conservation parks 20, 30, 40, where if you look at nuclear, it's 4 jobs, coal, 6 jobs, electricity transmission, 14 jobs or so. And I would use this opportunity to mention that those of you who came across to rescue redwood trees you're planting in your backyards, or they plant them for you in a forest, RAFI.org, RFFI.org, and it's a model organization for just this kind of a thing. Sustainable forestry, and it's a great organization. You got environmentalists coming together with hardcore lumber people, and it's a beautiful deal to see both sides realizing, hey, we got to come together to preserve our future. Now, if the politicians in Washington could model after that and do these kinds of things and get some bipartisan support to get some health care legislation going, we'd have something. All right, if your kid has an intense sweet tooth. More likely if there's a family history of alcoholism or they've suffered from depression themselves. Fascinating. We've always, you know, alcohol is a sugar, and there have always been fun little studies, you know, smaller studies over the years that have addressed this, how your sweet tooth and alcohol craving can have a lot of things in common, and they think it's the same reward circuits in the brain. So they tried to test this sweet tooth thing in children with a family of alcohol dependence. And indeed found so, and they gave kids 5 different sweetened water samplings, and children who preferred the sweetest sample were the ones who were more likely to have a family history of alcoholism. Interesting, huh? And this, I know the purpose of this article, and it just, I don't know, makes me recoil. Severely obese teenagers who had, you know, stomach bypass surgery lost more weight than those who did intensive lifestyle programs. Well, of course, you just tied off their stomachs. You subjected them to major abdominal surgery. And of course it worked when you tie off someone's stomach. And I think this is an idea. This, what they're doing here is trying to sell us the idea that our teenagers now are going to need stomach stapling operation rather than finding out a way, you know, to limit their consumption of food. It's extreme, and I think it's up and over the top. I'm not ready to give up yet. All right, are you? Women with high blood pressure and overly rich blood more likely to have babies who are too small or born too early. This is a complex study, but what I want to pass on to you is that women who are anemic may be better. We find women are commonly anemic, and we're beginning to think maybe women, it's okay to be a little anemic, because when they have, you know, too many red blood cells, it has problems. It may be too many red blood cells clog the arteries and clogs the blood flow to the placenta and to the baby. So low hematocrit, that's the way we measure the percentage of blood cells in your blood. It does mean anemia, but it can be too high. Maybe if you're dehydrated, maybe, or you smoke or have some kind of heart disease, if you're dehydrated, which I'm not sure is going to explain this particular study. Study in acupuncture. Again, found it worthless for fibromyalgia, fatigue, sleep problems, physical function. And they looked at a bunch of different studies. And the ones that had controls where they did fake acupuncture found that worthless. Ones where there were no controls, of course, you're going to go and get needles. You're hopeful. You're spending money. You're going to get a placebo effect. That's the bottom line of that one. We've been there before, haven't we? As in many, 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 many times. Oh, and this idea that when women get pregnant, their brain doesn't work as well. You've heard this, you know, brain lapses and stuff like that. Forget about it. There's a study of a couple of thousand women having babies. Any absent-mindedness might be adaptive because you're shifting attention to the baby. Maybe that's where it came from. You know, women, you'll be talking to them and they're not quite there. Well, of course, they're worrying because the baby's crawling off a cliff over in the corner of the... You know, in the corner of the room, out of the corner of their eye. During the course of this study, more than half of the women got pregnant, but it did not have any impact on their memories because they followed these women along, you know, during the whole period of time. All right. Here you go. Now, I'm serious, which means you're going to be interested in this. I want you to tell me, oh, this is so silly. It's the kind of thing we did in grammar school. What's your favorite color? Or how about this? If I ask you, use a color to describe your mood today, or your favorite color, what does it say about you? Turns out it does say something. Quite interesting. We'll have that later on. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
No one made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
Hey, the McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant. We make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Too short to put up with that stuff? Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kristen. How you doing, Kristen?
Hi, Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi.
Wow, I can't believe I'm talking to you. I've been listening to you for 2 decades, and this is the first time I've called.
Oh, let's not go there. Let's skip the 2 decades part, because it's actually been 3 decades.
And I've read a couple of your books.
Yes, good.
So I used to be a very active person, had a knee injury with a surgery, and then after 2 years of less activity, I've gained a good 35 pounds. And I haven't changed my eating habits, which is really the problem. But I'm, you know, in my brain of the wanting to have the quick fix, and ever since this electronic cigarette came out, I thought, why couldn't I use the electronic cigarette or a nicotine patch to sort of control my appetite? Now, I've never been a smoker. In fact, I'm somewhat asthmatic. But, you know, I've been wondering, what would be the downside, other than you're taking another chemical, but... You know, it seems like it'd be easy.
Wow, wow. Kristen, your question is really, really interesting to me for many different reasons. Let's go over some of them. First of all, nicotine. It is true, of course, that when smokers try to quit, they gain weight. And many people and many young women start smoking because they think it's going to help them keep their weight down. And evidently it does. When you quit, you gain weight, and then you can lose it and settle on down. So there's something reasonable there. A non-smoker using nicotine is fascinating to me. If nicotine is such a great drug, why don't we have people doing this? Why aren't kids running to the store and buying nicotine gum, nicotine patches, or e-cigarettes to kind of like get high? It's an addictive drug, and most drugs that we get addicted to in one way or another make us feel better. And yet when you give a smoker nicotine, it doesn't help them quit. Routinely. It can help. It can nudge up the quit rate, but it's so dismal to begin with. It's just not impressive. If you're a heroin addict and I give you morphine, you're going to be happy. You're a cocaine addict, I give you something like, you know, in other words, if you're snorting cocaine and I give it to you in a form that you can eat, it doesn't matter. You're going to be happy. You're getting your drug of choice. So there's something strange here. Why I would not recommend it is, I mean, and you know this, and you were hoping against hope. I would come out on your side because you can lose weight. It just, and it's not, activity and exercise is healthy for you. I'm not saying it isn't. It just, as a weight loss method, it's frustrating because you can't burn enough calories. You can certainly eat 100 fewer calories a day. That's so easy. It's an apple. It's like nothing. And you're going to lose your weight. And that's the easiest deal because once you get hooked, and the question is, can you get hooked on nicotine if you started smoking e-cigarettes? Because people who chew nicotine gum to get off of cigarettes ultimately have an easy time getting off the gum, which is also puzzling if it's such an addicting drug. So the thing is, I'm going to guess that if you start using a patch on an ongoing basis, A, you're going to get addicted. B, when you give it up, you're going to gain your weight back. C, you're going to tell me, therefore, you're going to have to stay on it for the rest of your life. And D, we are now beginning to think nicotine does have an adverse effect on your health, maybe your heart. But early evidence did not support that because when you put people in a nicotine patch, their hearts get better. And they're getting their nicotine. Well, how can that be? Well, maybe cigarettes is the carbon monoxide that harms your heart. Certainly, it deprives your whole bloodstream of oxygen when you inhale carbon monoxide. And yet, subsequent studies, I think, have cozied up a little to the fact that nicotine may be harmful to the heart. So I think overall, it's a bad idea. What can I tell you? All right. So I'd suggest, you know, a little activity, eat a little less, and you'll be happy. All right. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Oh, hi, Doc. 3 quick questions on hypnosis. Do you believe in it? Is it regulated? And how do you find a legitimate one?
Yes, I think hypnosis is fascinating. It's so much we just don't understand about it. B, the way it's practiced out in the world, though, is borders sometimes just on fraud. Because a lot of people, I mean, I suppose you can set up a practice and just, you don't have to have any credentials or a license and just say you're going to do it and just go ahead and do it. What you're looking for is a hypnotherapist, and I would look for somebody who's got some alphabet soup after their name. You know, a PhD psychologist would be someone that I would trust, but people with lesser degrees have gotten into this. And as far as helping bad habits, Well, the literature is mixed, I'm afraid. It's actually very hard to do a control group. How would you do a control group on people, you know, like make-believe? You're looking at the watch, make-believe you're being, quote, hypnotized. So if it's a bad habit, you can give it a try, but I wouldn't be too hopeful for success. All right. I want to know what your favorite color is, or what color would you use to describe your mood today, and I'll tell you what it means, and I'm serious. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The driver and two passengers in the San Francisco PUC truck that hit and killed a pedestrian yesterday all have been banned from driving on the job while the investigation of that accident is underway. Richmond police still looking for the car involved in a drive-by shooting this morning. One woman was killed in that shooting, a man seriously injured. Iraq has ordered about 250 former and current employees of Blackwater worldwide to leave Iraq within 7 days. Blackwater employees are accused of opening fire in Baghdad in 2007, killing 17 Iraqis. The weather, partly sunny today and tomorrow, highs in the 50s. This is KGO.
No question about it. Flowers really are the most anticipated Valentine's Day gift. Don't believe the hype that beautiful flowers have to be expensive. This is John Vassalone of Trader Joe's. We sell flowers at amazing prices every day, including Valentine's Day. We have fresh, colorful mixed bouquets, pretty potted plants, and bunches of flower favorites, all at prices that are hard to beat. And then there are roses. Trader Joe's has big, beautiful roses for just $14.99 a dozen, available in reds, pinks, yellows, and more. Whatever you're trying to say to your loved one this Valentine's Day, you can say with roses. And you can say it without breaking the bank. Heck, at this price, you could buy roses, chocolates, and maybe even dinner at Trader Joe's for what you'd pay for a single bouquet from anywhere else in the world. You could even buy bouquets of a dozen roses each for four different Valentines. Now that's value. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Is your smart child struggling in school? Is homework a nightmare? Do you end the day feeling horrible that your child has so much difficulty? It doesn't have to be this hard. The Attention and Achievement Center can help, and we can do it without medications. We evaluate your child and custom design a short 3 to 6 month drug-free program that uses scientifically proven techniques to meet your child's specific needs. The Attention and Achievement Center's highly trained staff can help children with ADD, ADHD, learning and mood disorders, dyslexia, and auditory processing or autism spectrum disorders. For over 14 years, we've been teaching the cognitive skills that last a lifetime. Call 888-860-4344 or log on to drugfreeadd.com. Prescription drugs are a short-term solution for a long-term problem. We can help. That's 888-860-4344. Offices in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, Fremont, San Mateo, and San Jose.
In many things, precision is important. With a cancer diagnosis, it's everything. Knowing the exact location of a tumor and attacking it with pinpoint accuracy can mean the difference between life and death. That's why many cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. We now offer CyberKnife radiotherapy to treat brain, lung, spine, and prostate tumors. The CyberKnife works with precisely targeted bursts of high-dose radiation to pinpoint tumors without harming surrounding tissue. It's outpatient treatment that requires no incisions or anesthesia, and it takes fewer treatments than typical radiation to achieve success. It all takes place in our custom-built facility, where we'll also be hosting research and training visiting physicians. CyberKnife is just one of the advanced treatments we're using to take aim at cancer. So if you have cancer, you know precisely where to go. For more information, visit elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
Kenny, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. If only she'd call sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Remember the great taste and soothing relief of Luden's Throat Drops? You should. For every throat irritation, there's still nothing better. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. All right, what's your favorite color? How would you describe your mood? I thought silly. Well, here's, I did actually a study and found that people with depression and anxiety are more likely to say their mood today, and this might be obvious to you, but there's more to the story, gray. Happier people prefer yellow. Okay, sunshine, gray skies. This is in a British medical research article. And they're looking at patients and children here, and there's a way of measuring anxiety and depression, which gets away from using language. You know, if I say, how anxious are you? You know, 1 to 10, etc. What's interesting is this could be a better way of capturing a patient's mood. They picked 8 colors, red, orange, green, purple, blue, yellow, pink, or brown, and split them into 4 shades. That was important. And then they added white, black, and 4 shades of gray. And then they had people, healthy adults, anxious adults, and depressed adults, mailed them printouts of a color wheel, asked to pick your favorite color as well as the color they were most drawn to, and then pick a color that describes your day-to-day mood. Whether depressed, anxious, or healthy, people like blue and yellow. Blue 28, that's a shade, on the color wheel was the most popular favorite color among healthy people. Blue 27, which is a little darker, got first place among people with anxiety and depression. Not a huge difference. But yellow was picked as a color most likely to catch the eye. Only 39% of healthy people associated their mood with any color at all. Of those who did, yellow 14 was the most popular choice with 20% of the votes. Meantime, 30% of people with anxiety picked a shade of gray, as did more than half of depressed volunteers. Healthy volunteers describing their mood as a shade of gray only 10% of the time. A light blue was not associated with poor mood, but a dark blue was. And so now they're going to do bigger studies to see if this has any meaning at all. Interesting, huh? All right, let's talk to Alois. How you doing? Dr. Hammond, welcome to the program.
Has gone crazy. I am so fire red trying to save California by qualifying an initiative. I can only sleep 3 hours at a time. I get drained like a depleted vampire, climb in my box, and when some energy comes back, my eyes pop open and I go back to my computer and work on some stuff. I think I average 5 to 6 hours in a 24-hour period, which seems reasonable, but my hubby thinks I'm ruining my health. I guess I don't care. I just want to maintain my energy to the end of the campaign. What do you think about these short sleep sessions?
I should identify, make sure people understand you. You are, and this has nothing to do with me, and it's not my fault. You are Heather's mother. So I got to ask you a question first. Hey, behind my back, does she talk about me?
No, not really. Well, no, it doesn't. Okay. Certainly not personal stuff or that you drive her crazy or anything like that.
All right, you are so Heather's mom. I listen to you talking, and I can just see where it comes from, that energy, and that energy is what defines her and you. I'll tell you something. You're talking about polyphasic sleep. And actually, it's been studied a lot. And you know who's most interested in this is NASA, the military, because soldiers and astronauts, you know, don't get that full, sweet, straight 8-hour sleep deal. And they have found that, first, there is a theory that this may be, oh, I hate to get involved in your marriage, your husband's a dear man, is that it may be the more natural way to sleep. If you think about it, all animals sleep in a polyphasic way. They don't just go down for, you know, 80 hours of sleep and get up and that's that. They will grab a snooze when they can, and that might be the more natural state of man. Our lives don't lead to that because we get up in the morning, 8 hours of work, come home, dinner, kids, etc. And so there is support for this as being fine. And when you add up the total number of hours, you might be able to get the equivalent for your body in 6 hours, like you're doing, breaking it up into, say, 3 2-hour sessions, then the full 8 hours. We used to think the opposite because it takes a little time to get down to REM sleep, and it takes a little time to emerge from it. And that time you're going to lose when you start doing it multiple times. You're going to waste more time getting down to REM sleep. But we realize that that isn't so simple. So I would say you sound like you're doing okay with it. You've got the energy, and why not? I don't think you're harming your health much because your body would tell you. You would just be really, really, you know, really tired all the time. It doesn't sound like you are, so we'll leave it at that. Let's talk to Carol. How you doing, Carol? Welcome to the program.
Dr. Dean, as an ophthalmologist, I need your help. This falls probably in a vanity health question. Using the anti-red drops that they advertise, some of the time I like to use them because I have an itchy eye, but the majority of the time it's because I look better when I don't have the red veins showing in my eyes. And I want to know what the implications are of using it perhaps once a day.
Probably not much. What they do is those veins are there all the time, and they just constrict them so there's no blood in the veins. And I would just want to make sure you don't have something that's causing that, because you can get, you know, red eyes from, you know, from air pollution, smoke, allergy, infections, just a whole bunch of things. So once I know that your eye is healthy, and it is, you know, it's a cosmetic deal. When your eyes are bloodshot, you look like heck. When your eyes are bright and white, supposedly you look healthier. So I'm not going to object. There have been people gotten into trouble with these drops by overutilizing them, because when you use a drop in your eye, it goes into your body. Don't forget that. It goes down the tear duct into your nose, and it gets absorbed through the mucous membrane, and gets some of it gets absorbed through the eyeball. And they're almost all the same ingredient. That just constricts the blood vessels. So you'll be fine. All right, let's talk to PJ. How you doing, PJ?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes.
Well, she kind of stole my thunder, but I have the same problem with constant red eyes, but I was wondering about this new surgery procedure that says that they can take the red out of your blood vessels.
You know, somebody sent me a page from a website. I have no idea how common this is, and it was about a doctor who's doing surgery to get the red out. Now, I could think of how you do that. I don't know. The website didn't tell me what the doctor was doing. I could imagine how you could go about that, removing the blood vessels, but I've seen no studies. I don't know whether the results are long-term or short-term, and certainly after the procedure, your eyes are going to be red if they do what I think they do. And I think it's a little overkill. I frankly need to learn more about it, and once again, I'd say the same thing to you as we said to the previous caller. I need to know why your eyes are red, and are they really red? I find a lot of these things, cosmetic things, people will come in and they'll say, I got this. Look how big this is. Look how short, and you go, I don't see it. And I don't know whether folks really are looking too hard at their eyes and that this is reasonable, and whether anybody else would notice. I think off the top of my head, any surgery carries risks. Exposing yourself to any risk just to whiten your eyes, I think, would be overkill at the moment. And allow someone to defend this particular procedure to me, and I can be reasonable about it. But I've not seen any studies on this. That's the thing that always gets me. And doctors will go out there and the first one on the block to do these things without any peer review, without any sense of what the long-term results are. You know, very often, it always turns out in the end, turns out not good. And I can think of a lot of examples of this. So if you're seeing it all over the place, and all these ophthalmologists out there, or thousands of them, are doing it, then I'll stand corrected. No, I won't. I'll still look at the evidence, because we doctors can often do things that are not great. So I'd be careful. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
I got a million other things to do, and I'm stuck in here until that package arrives. What are you in for?
I'm from the UPS store, and I'm here to spring you out. You're a prisoner in your own home office.
The UPS store? But you guys just ship stuff.
Oh, we do a lot more than shipping. With our mailbox services, we'll sign for your packages. We can even send you an email or text alert when they arrive.
Wow.
Grab your briefcase and follow me.
Got it.
We have over 4,400 locations. There's one right down the street. Set yourself free with mailbox services from the UPS store. We'll give you 24-hour access to your mail, plus help you keep your mail and personal information safe. The UPS store. We do a lot more than shipping. For details, visit theupsstore.com or a participating location near you. Hours of operation may vary.
At the UPS store, their mailbox is more than just a box. It's secure. They can sign for packages and notify you of their arrival. Give a real street address and provide 24-hour access. Visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. Notary services also available.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm
I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together, we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year, we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now, we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/5/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A better way. You'll find it at Midas. It's the way we listen and do more than you expect. Come to Midas for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes, all for just $19.99. It's our way of keeping car maintenance simple and keeping you as a customer. People and prices you can count on. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and synthetics extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Let's talk to Carl in Far City, Iowa. How you doing, Carl?
I'm good, Doctor. How are you, sir?
Yeah.
I have a question in reference to I'm 47 years old, and I had 20 years in the service, and I've destroyed my left knee, basically, to the point now where it's been scoped twice, and they're going to do a full replacement on it here the first of next month.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me I have to have it again, more than likely, by the time I'm 70 or so. Is there anything I can do to prevent that from having to be done?
Well, you could die before 70. You know, it's kind of a good thing. I mean, 47, 20-something years. Yes, they have a lifespan, but it's an average lifespan, and I wish I knew the answer to that question. I would say don't go crazy with it. The thing that happens is it gives out the attachment to the bone is where it gives out. The knee joint itself will probably last forever because it's made of high-strength, you know, aviation-style materials. So, and yet why some people, the adhesion between the implant and the bone lets go is this probably a wear and tear deal. And whether people who are more active and push their new knee to the limit, you know, are more likely to lose it prematurely, I don't know. But when, you know, when they first started doing them, the longevity was 8 to 10 years. Now longevity is 20, 25 years. And who knows? Some of the knees are implanting nowadays, by the way. We have no idea how long they'll last, because we haven't been doing them long enough. So as technology improves, I think we try to be conservative in our estimates. So I would expect it would last longer, and probably, you know, you'll die before the knee does. All right, so go get it. You'll be a lot more comfortable. Let's talk to Bruce. How you doing, Bruce?
Can you
hear me? Hi, Bruce. Yes, I hear you fine. You're on the air, sir.
Okay, great. Hey, yes, I called because I'm an airline pilot. I'm 52 years old, and just a few months ago, my vision does what it does when you're 52 years old. All except for, I guess I have a mild astigmatism, so I can see close, but far, it's a little off, only by, you know, 0.05 or whatever the first fraction is. So I went to see this LASIK guy, and he said that some people do one eye, and he can make one eye back so it's clear far, and the other eye that I can see, that I can read with, clear close. And I don't know, I'm hemming and hawing. What's your take on this? Is this worthwhile?
Yeah, well, it's the way it's done, but let me get something right. Your far vision in the distance is okay, and you're able to pass your physicals with that?
I can squint out of it. I used to have 20/15 vision, but now I can either take a I have a set of glasses that I don't require when I take my physicals. I can squint to 20/20, but it's not like it was. But you know.
But that glass pair of glasses is for distance only, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So if you were to wear a glass, so you're at your age, you're having trouble with near vision. So if you were to wear reading glasses, is that legit for a pilot just to put on a pair of reading glasses, say to see the dashboard?
Yeah, normal guys just have reading glasses, but for me, apparently, I have astigmatism, so I can see close, and I have a very slight reduction in my far vision.
Yes. Well, you should. If you have astigmatism, it is affecting both close vision and far vision exactly the same. So astigmatism has nothing to do with it. You're on the borderline. I'd be careful. And if you were to go for it, you have that doctor fit you with contact lenses, put one in one eye for distance and one in the other eye for close up and see how you do. Because what you lose is you lose some of your fine three-dimensional visualization and depth perception, especially up close. I don't think I would like it. I like working with my hands, doing fine things. My gosh, you're a pilot. You got to look at all the dials and all this kind of stuff. So, I'd be very careful of that, because it's permanent once they do it. And yet, the truth is, millions of people have had it done, and I've met people who really love it and they get used to it. And maybe that's what it comes down to. But I think for really refined close vision, really refined depth perception, you need both eyes seeing the same image, because what you're going to do is things up close are going to be a little blurry in the one eye, and they'll be clear in the other, and then vice versa. So I would find a way of testing out this whole deal first before I would have it done. And then you can decide. But you're so on the cusp of not needing anything major. And to me, you know, a pair of reading glasses, big deal. I mean, if you can get by with that and you don't have to squint for your distance to pass your physicals, then I think you'd be all right. All right, let's see here. I'm taking a quick break. 1-800-548-TALK. We're coming right back. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This Valentine's Day, bring home flowers from Safeway for your special someone. All of our flowers are hand-selected to ensure the highest quality and freshness. Plus, we stand behind them with a 100% guarantee. And what's more powerful than Cupid's arrow to inspire romance? Your club card, of course. With these fantastic club card specials, you're sure to have a Valentine's to remember. Make a bold impression with a dozen premium roses, only $21.99. Or dazzle your Valentine with an unforgettable bouquet of 10 cut tulips, now just $6.99. And make it a night to remember with a bottle of the perfect bubbly. Selected 750-milliliter bottles of Korbel are just $9.99 each. And selected 750-milliliter bottles of Mum Cuvée Napa, Domaine Chandon, and Gloria Ferrer are only $12.99 each. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
10,080 minutes, 168 hours, 7 days. Honda. It's time to save big during Honda's 7 Days of Savings. Come in now for all-time great deals like a 2010 Civic Lease for $199 a month, $199 drive-off. That's right, a drive-off of just $199. And with an EPA estimated 36 mpg highway, the Civic will save you plenty of time at the pump. But you better hurry, because Honda's 7 Days of Savings ends President's Day. And with deals like a $199 a month, $199 drive-off lease on Civic, you'd have to be to miss this one. Honda, smart. For the Northern California Honda dealer nearest you, visit shophonda.com. EPA estimated 25 mpg city, 36 mpg highway for Civic DXVP automatic sedan. User comparison purposes only. Actual miles will vary. Lease offer ends 3-1-10. Lease a 2010 Civic DXVP automatic sedan through American Honda Finance for 36 months at $199 plus tax. $199 U.S. signing plus taxes and fees. No security deposit. 15 cents per mile over 36,000 at lease end. Available only to well-qualified customers. Dealer prices and lease terms may vary.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 40%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean, it was fluffed up, and they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 40%, then call Coit at at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 40% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 40%, plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
I am a real COIT customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-FOR-COIT and save 40%.
I absolutely recommend COIT to all my friends.
People you trust. Trust COIT.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Dr. Dinadale here. One quick thing. I'm going to help save Heather's parents' marriage here. It's CaliforniansForDemocracy.com. It's about requiring legislative actions on revenue and budgets to be determined by a majority vote, as opposed to it is now, where a minority can hold up everything. So, you know, we Californians like to grab the bull by the horn. And also, I think when that website I mentioned about sustainable industries. I think I just said, you know, the acronym. I didn't give you the letters. So I said RAFI. It's RFFI.org. RFFI.org. All right. Let's talk to Alex. How you doing, Alex?
Hi. How are you today?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Good. I have a problem that I know plagues many women just because you just can see it sometimes. I'm in my early 40s, and I have this facial hair that's like around, like below my chin, and it's I've never tried waxing. I don't think that seems like a very good way to go, but on the other hand, I find myself plucking, and it seems like that's damaging to my skin as well. I've tried to go to, I'm not sure what the exact procedure is called, but I've had gone to a doctor that's qualified and I guess certified to go ahead and do a procedure where they electronically zap your skin. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was all that great. And I'm just, you know, it's not attractive. It's like the worst thing to make you feel, it doesn't make you feel feminine when you're going, oh, I have to deal with this thing. It really kind of blows it out of the water.
Well, like you mentioned, you're not alone, and this probably has a lot to do with genetics, and your mom probably had similar issues, depends on your ethnic background, et cetera, et cetera. The doctor you went to, did they use laser or did they use electricity?
I believe it was a laser type of item, but it's actually been, it's been a few years ago that I tried it, and I
talked to
my doctor last year about it, because I said, look, I was in there just for a checkup, and I said, look, I'm, you know, what do you think? And he goes, you know what, they've improved since you've tried this. I haven't been able to afford to do it, so I have yet to try it.
Yes.
And then actually there's a product that's called Vaniqua. That when I first, and this is, I wish I had.
Yeah, Vaniqua, you know, let's go through some of these. First of all, always make sure you don't have any ovary problems, menstrual problems, issues like that, because there are illnesses that can do this. I think, you know, shaving is an option a lot of women just don't like. It depends on how many hairs. Plucking isn't the most awful thing in the world, but at least it gets the root out and it gives you a little longevity till it grows back again, because it will. And Vaniqua can be very helpful. And I would go back and do the laser. That technology has so improved that I think you'll be happiest with that. It's not like electrolysis, a hair at a time. This, you know, this seems to be the better mousetrap. So I'd consider that. I think that would make you, judging from your personality, the happiest. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadale. That's the program. Join us for the next one.
Resistance is futile. Star Trek The Exhibition, where science meets science fiction, is now open for a limited time at the Tech Museum in downtown San Jose. In association with Team San Jose, step aboard the Enterprise and sit in the most famous chair in television history. Beam yourself to strange new worlds and more. Get your tickets now at thetech.org.
Tickets include admission to the museum. Star Trek The Exhibition is open daily at the Tech Museum in San Jose.
This Valentine's, when women receive roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, they will thank you, and it will sound something like this.
Oh, you're the woman, Fuzzy. It's a passionate Valentine's. I love you.
Now, the full translation.
You are a stud muffin. You are sexy, sexy.
So come to 1-800-Flowers.com and get free shipping or no service charge on her Valentine's collection. And give your sweetheart that
warm, fuzzy,
sexy, sexy
feeling.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann. Get free shipping or no service charge on roses starting at $29.99 from 1-800-Flowers.com.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for details.
It's time to shake those winter blues with the Comcast Red Hot Sale. For a limited time, get Comcast Digital TV with HBO for as low as $29.99 per month for 1 year. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Catch the hottest shows from network favorites like Project Runway on Lifetime, Burn Notice on USA, and more. Stay on top of national news with CNN and Fox News Channel. And with HBO and HBO On Demand, you'll enjoy Hollywood hits and original series like 17 Again and Big Love. You get all these and your local broadcast networks with crystal clear picture quality and sound, plus over 40 commercial-free music channels. Keep your TV kid-friendly with Comcast's easy-to-use on-screen program guide with parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Digital TV with HBO for a red-hot price, only $29.99 per month for 1 year. But hurry, sale ends February 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Offer ends 2/11/2010. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Must subscribe to Digital Starter TV with HBO. After promo, regular rate applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
It's Gil Grosser.